songs we really finished, man. But like, thanks a lot for coming. We really dig that.
Down the street, you can hear her scream. You're a disgrace. And she slams the door in his drunken face. And now he stands outside, and all the neighbors start to gossip and drool. He cries, "Oh girl, you must be mad. What happened to the sweet love you and me had?" Against the door he leans and starts a scene, and his tears fall and burn in garden green. And so castles made of sand fall in the sea eventually. A little Indian brave who, before he was 10, played war games in the woods with his Indian friends. And he built a dream that when he grew up, he would be a fearless warrior Indian chief. Many moons passed, and more the dream grew stronger. Till tomorrow, he would sing his first war song and fight his first battle. But something went wrong. Surprise attack killed him in his sleep that night. And so castles made of sand melts into the sea eventually. There was a young girl whose heart was a brown, cause she was crippled for life and she couldn't speak a sound, and she wished and prayed she could stop living, so she decided to die. She drew a wheelchair to the edge of the shore, and to her legs she smiled, "You won't hurt me no more." But then a sight she never seen made her jump and say, "Look, a golden winged ship is passing my way." And it really didn't have to stop. It just kept on going. And so castles made of sand slips into the sea eventually.
Jimi Hendrix on the station. Power of Soul. Castles Made Out of Sand. Two amazing Jimi Hendrix songs. All right, so over the summer, continue with the story of before, from before, in the beginning of the show. Over the summer, Experience Hendrix LLC, which oversees a Hendrix estate, issued a statement regarding the movie, which has been in production for about 5 months now. The company, which is run by Jimmy's sister, Janie, does not want any of his post-1967 material to be included in the film. That's his, you know, his music from Are You Experienced on. Instead, the film, set in London in 1966 and 67, will include Andre 3000's new versions of covers that Hendrix performed during those years, shortly before the release of his landmark debut, Are You Experienced. Audiences will see Andre singing Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, which Hendrix famously performed in a London club with the members of the Beatles in the audience. So, does that mean we'll get people playing the Beatles? I think that'll be pretty cool. But here's Jimmy playing that song, and we'll get to hear Andre 3000 cover this.
What, please? Plug your ears. What's up for your ears? What's up for your ears, okay?
Bring the crowd. Tonight it's just to you.
All right, so that was Jimi Hendrix playing Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, a cover of the Beatles song. And the Beatles were there in the audience when they were hearing this. And Paul McCartney said it himself that it was the most honorable moment in his career as being a Beatle. So that is pretty cool. And it'd be nice to see that on film. Other songs Andre will be covering, Wild Thing, an old 60s song, Hound Dog, Manish Boy by Muddy Waters, and Bleeding Heart by Elmore James. So what we're getting here is a soundtrack of purely covers and probably early Jimi Hendrix songs. But you know what? I'm not too bummed about it to not have the experience songs, the Access ones, and Electric Ladyland, because, you know, honestly, have you guys have heard those songs a million times, right? I know I have. So having these songs being played in the movie about Jimi Hendrix will be really interesting, and we'll see how Andre does it. If you go online right now and type in Andre 3000 Jimi Hendrix, there are about 1, 2, or 3 photos that have been released, and they're all candid shots, basically. So nothing really official yet, and they're still shooting it. But hey, so excited for this movie. I will definitely see it when it comes out. And if I'm correct, it's going to come out sometime in 2013. So look out for that. Plus 2 new songs, Future Trip and Driving South, that Hendrix played as backup musician for Curtis Knight and the Squires. This is interesting, too. The remakes were cut in Los Angeles by a session legend power trio, including Waddy Wachtel, who's played guitar for Keith Richards and Stevie Nicks, Len Land Sklar, bassist for James Taylor, Jackson Brown, and Phil Collins, and finally Kenny Arnonoff, former John Mellencamp drummer. Film producer Danny Bramson, a longtime music supervisor who won a Grammy for his work on Almost Famous, oversaw the music, so we got a good guy there. Should be good. Definitely excited for the soundtrack. All right, so it's getting shot in Dublin, Ireland, and I heard that that was a better place to shoot 1967 London. And, oh man, the set is just going to be so cool. The set and the costumes, definitely. It'll be nice, like stepping into the 60s. Because I love it when they make movies from areas, from periods in time, where we only have grainy black and white photos. So it'll be nice to see a full, high-definition 1967 London on the big screen with Jimi Hendrix. The producers hope to take the film to Sundance for early 2013 for possible release next year. So early 2013, that probably means March, April. A soundtrack album featuring the Andre-sung covers is also in discussion. Quote, Andre has been Jimmy for 4 months now, McKittrick says. He speaks and walks like Jimmy. He has dropped a ton of weight. The transformation has been amazing. So it's great that Andre is taking this seriously. It's good that he's walking, talking like Jimmy. You know, this kind of reminds me of Val Kilmer in his role as Jim Morrison. That for months he would just act like Jimmy, sing like Jimmy, move like Jimmy. Jim Morrison, two Jims. I'd do the same thing. But yeah, we'll see how Andre does it. Hopefully, I hope this movie is, you know, big. I hope it's just not one of, you know, overhyped movie and then falls short in the end. Gets like a 60 on Rotten Tomatoes. But hey, I have hope. The Doors movie was pretty cool. And, you know, good stuff is about to come. You know, hey, in if it's not even that great, it can be a cult film, right? And it doesn't even matter if the, public media likes it, as long as you do. All right, so here we are, bottom of the hour. Let's talk about some news. Mm-hmm. All right, so news story number one here on the station. President Barack Obama plans to make a public case this week for his strategy for dealing with the looming fiscal cliff. He is pressuring Republicans to allow tax increases on the wealthy while extending cuts for families earning $250,000 or less. Unless lawmakers agree on a deal to cut the deficit, there will be across-the-board tax increases and step spending cuts next year. The president is meeting with the small business owners at the White House on Tuesday and with middle-class families Wednesday. He will go on a tour of Pennsylvania small businesses that makes parts for a construction toy company Friday. News story number two, Pioneer wants 80,000 of us to colonize Mars. Us, more like the wealthy people. Elon Musk, the billionaire founder of CEO of the private spaceflight company SpaceX, wants to help establish a Mars colony of up to 80,000 people by ferrying explorers to the red planet, get this, for perhaps $500,000 a trip. $500,000 to go to a planet that is desolate, empty, nothing. $500,000. Quote, at Mars, you can start a self-sustaining civilization and grow it into something really big. All right? Musk told an audience at the Royal Aeronautical Society in London on November 16th. Musk's $500,000 ticket price for a Mars trip was derived from what he thinks is affordable. This is what he thinks is affordable. $500,000, yeah. He's also estimated that 8 billion humans that will be living on Earth by the time the colony is possible, perhaps 1 in 100,000 would be prepared to go. So, all right, some commentary on social, on overpopulation, I get it. But going to Mars, will it be buildings, homes, a space station? Sounds interesting. That equates to potentially 80,000 migrants. 80,000 people on a different planet. Man, I want to be one of those people, but I really do not want to spend $500,000. But hey, there will be pictures, so us middle-class people will have to deal with that. So, the SpaceX is already testing what Musk calls a next-generation reusable Falcon 9 rocket that can take off vertically and land vertically. The prototype, called Grasshopper, is a Falcon 9 first stage with landing legs. Grasshopper has made two short flights already. The first was on September 21st and reached a height of 6 feet 2 meters. The second test, on November 1st, was a height of 17.7 feet or 5.4 meters. A planned milestone for the Grasshopper project is to reach an altitude of 100 feet, 30 meters. Finally, news story number three, some more Jimi Hendrix news. For years, record engineer and producer Eddie Kramer had a front row seat to the genius of Jimi Hendrix, who turned 70 the other day, by the way, if he were still alive. Yesterday, I believe. As the guitar idol's right-hand sound man, Kramer engineered Hendrix's classic Electric Ladyland, amazing album if you haven't heard it already, and served as a director of engineer at the musician's state-of-the-art Electric Ladyland Studios. As he explains in the clip that was on the Rolling Stone website, their recording space was where Jimmy truly felt at home. In 68, quote, in 68 and 69, Jimmy was in the studio constantly. His whole life was in the studio. All right, that's good. Jimi Hendrix definitely produced some amazing stuff there in the studio, so why not? In this interview, Kramer reminisces about the experimental vigor that fueled Hendrix in his final days as he began recording the next album. The previously unreleased recordings comprise People, Hell, and Angels out March 5th, a new Jimi Hendrix album. Always a good thing, huh? Why not? I mean, there are some artists who are still going, it's like, man, they're releasing another album after all these years. The good thing about Jimmy is that, you know, never gets old. He, and this surprises me still, that they have so many recordings of Jimmy. Now, I really don't, I haven't really researched recent Jimmy albums. I mean, according to this, he was apparently in the studio a lot. So, I mean, there have been many Jimi Hendrix compilations, and this is what I think. They have the voice and the guitar, maybe demos, and they have people coming in and filling out the rest. I mean, at least that's what they did on the American Prayer album back in the 70s with Jim Morrison. But there you go. New album by Jimi Hendrix in stores March 5th, People, Hell, and Angels. So Kramer is also excited to cue up the lead single, Somewhere, a track that features Stephen Stills and drummer Buddy Miles and displays a particularly bold usage of Hendrix's soulful guitar squaw. Quote, that's a fantastic example of Jimmy's amazing control of the wah-wah pedal, the tone of the wah-wah, how that affects the whole song, he enthuses. So there you go. We got some Jimi Hendrix news here on the station. Jimi Hendrix music. Jimi Hendrix everything. Do not go anywhere. We have a good show. More Jimi Hendrix stuff. Stay here on the station. Radio.Dominican.edu, Music Central. I am DJ King. Don't go anywhere.
Rain a day. Rain all day. Ain't no use in getting up tight. Just let it groove its own way. Let it drain your worries away. Lay back and groove on a rainy day. Lay back and dream on a rainy day. Lay back and groove on a rainy day.
Y'all pass me that bottle, and I'll sing y'all a real song. Yeah. Let me get my key. Well, I'm looking through Harlem. My stomach's squealed just a little more. A stagecoach full of feathers and footprints pulls up to my soapbox door. Now a lady with a pearl-handled necktie tied to the driver's fence breathes in my face, bourbon and coke possess words. Haven't I seen you somewhere in hell? Or was it just an accident? Was it the east or west side? My feet, they howled in pain. The wheels of a bandwagon cut very deep, but not as deep in my mind as rain. And as they pulled away, I could see her words stagger and fall on my muddy tent. Well, I picked them up, brushed them off to see what they said. Bring along a bottle and a present, and sometimes it's not so easy, baby, especially when your only friend talks, sees, looks, and feels like you, and you do just the same as him. Gets very lonely out this road, baby. Built for fools. And I seen one of my old buddies. He say, you don't look the way you used to do. I say, well, some people look like a coin box. He say, look like you ain't got no coins to spare. And I lay back and I thought to myself, and I said this, I just picked up my pride from underneath the payphone and combed this breath right out of my head. Sometimes not so easy, especially when your only friend talks, sees, looks, and feels like you, and you do just the same as him. I just got out of a Scandinavian jail, and I'm on my way straight home to you. But I feel so dizzy, I take a quick look in the mirror to make sure my friend's here with me too. And you know good well I don't drink coffee, so you fill my cup full of sand and the frozen tea leaves on the bottom, cherry lipstick around the broken edge, and my coat that you let your dog lay by the fire on, and your cat, he attacks me from his pillbox lair. And I thought you were my friend too. My shadow comes online before you. I'm finding out that it's not so easy, especially when your only friend talks, looks, sees, and feels like you. You do the same just like him. But it's so long here.
Catch me that bottle again.
Jimi Hendrix on the station. Still raining, still dreaming, and my friend, two really good Jimi Hendrix songs, deep cuts. Ah, oh man, it's very nice and cozy here at the station. Shorter days, longer nights. It's not always that bad, you know. But I hope you guys are all cozy listening to the station, Hendrix. Hope you like it. Continuing on with the movie story. A spokesman for Experience Hendrix tells Rolling Stone that the company had no idea the movie would include non-Hendrix songs. quote, "They want to make a Jimi Hendrix movie without Jimi Hendrix music," says the estate representative. "It would be like making a movie about Lincoln without being able to use the Gettysburg Address." Music industry sources confirm that the filmmakers are legally in the clear as long as licenses are in place for the non-Hendrix songs. All right, so we could probably hear Purple Rain, Purple Rain, Purple Haze, Purple Haze in the movie, other good songs, probably from his Experienced album, most likely Fire, Foxy Lady. Quote, "They're absolutely in the right as long as they get the licenses for those songs," says Conrad Rippey, a music business lawyer who represents the estates of Elliott Smith and Jeff Buckley. "They don't need to get the approval of the Hendrix estate for that." So again, right here on the station, are you guys excited for this movie? I mean, I am. I definitely am. And Andre should be able to have a pretty good performance. What he really needs is not just the look. Look is, you know, easy. Just get psychedelic clothes, big old permed fro, and you got a Jimi Hendrix. But Jimi has a way of talking, you know? It's cool, it's smooth, it's deep, it's quiet, but again, very suave. So we'll see if Andre can pull that off. His voice is a little different. It's not as low as Hendrix's. I mean, if you have heard Outkast or have heard Andre talk, it's a little higher, but you know, still smooth. So I think he can actually pull this off. Because come on, there are so many Hendrix fans. This should be the movie that really brings back Hendrix. I mean, I'm seeing, you know, right now, when this movie comes out, maybe in early 2013, got the soundtrack out, you know, Jimi Hendrix promotions, Rolling Stone will probably have Jimi on the cover again, or Andre as Jimi, that would be pretty cool. So it'll be a awesome Jimi spring coming up. Really excited. I'll definitely be first in line for this. Other people who are getting movies, other rock stars, I believe that Sacha Baron Cohen will be playing Freddie Mercury in the Queen movie. Again, really, really excited for that. And definitely going to see that. Sacha Baron Cohen, you know, I've only seen him on his... you know, is funny movie, so it'll be nice to see him actually playing another character that's not super crass and super rude or whatever. But I'm looking it up right now for some information about it. This article, Queen guitarist Brian May recently confirmed via his website, and this is an issue. This is an article from October 16th, but it says that I don't know. Well, let me just read the rest of the article. Brian May recently confirmed via his website that a shooting schedule is now in place for the Freddie Mercury biopic starring Sacha Baron Cohen, with a shooting schedule now in place, according to the LA Times. The update was announced last week with his fellow Queen members held a conference to discuss the project. "Our main agenda was the Freddie film, which I'm happy to tell you is on the course," he wrote, adding that the meeting was mostly centered around contractual concerns. Quote, "The pieces are falling into place, though we are now on a slightly later schedule. Filming is now scheduled to start in the spring 2013. With Sacha Baron Cohen playing Freddie, the film is scheduled to release 2014. Man, I thought we'd be getting two movies, but, you know, two rock star movies in 2013, but I guess we're just going to have to wait. And they have this cool little picture here of Freddie Mercury and Sasha. And yeah, I can see it. You know, I mean, when he has the makeup on and the clothes and the hair and the mustache, I'm sure it'll be more convincing. But yeah, this is gonna be great. Very excited for both of these movies coming out. But you know what we really need? We need a Beatles movie. We definitely need one. There hasn't been anyone. I mean, there's so much you can make it on. Their early years, their Beatlemania, psychedelia, rock star, old, you know, post-Beatles. You can do a lot. So that's probably why there hasn't been one in the works yet, because damn, there is a lot of material that you definitely need to cover. And, and you know, I mean, with the Beatles, they had such, how do I say this, such unique faces, such distinctions that that, you know, it'll be hard to get actors for them. But you know what? I still have hope. People look like the Beatles, I'm sure. You can definitely get one. Oh, here we go. The guy from Across the Universe, Jim Sturgis. He, before he gets old, he needs to play Paul McCartney. I mean, come on. He kind of looks like him. He can do the part. He kind of sings like him. And he kind of acts like him. Or not him himself, Jim Sturgis. In Across the Universe. I think that's who he was supposed to be in the movie. I mean, like, kind of like symbolism, you know what I mean? Because, of course, he had a different name. Kind of like that black guitarist that they had in the movie. That was definitely supposed to represent Jimi Hendrix. But yeah, get him on that project. Right now, we're going to switch some gears here on the station. More Jimi Hendrix movie music, starting with Highway Chili on the station. Here we go.
He left home with really, really ego scene. That's where I look at it. It's not a big fat ego scene, but it's just
ego.
Well, yeah, it's the art of words, which means nothing. Mm-hmm. So therefore, you have to rely on a more of a earthier substance, like music or the arts, theater, you know, acting, painting, whatever. Upon the next thing, you know. Mm-hmm. But it's all right. It's part of life. I'm digging it myself. I like it.
You're considered one of the best guitar players in the world. Well, one of the best in this studio, anyway.
How about one of the best sitting in this chair? How about
yeah. Do you have to practice every day the way a violinist does? I mean, if you're not working, say you're off in England and you're just taking off a couple of months, do you have to keep shape every day?
Yeah, well, I like to play to myself and like in the room or before we go on stage or something like this, or whenever I feel like, you know, whenever I feel down or depressed or whatever, you know, mm-hmm. I just go on and play. And I can't practice those. It's always constantly, what do you call it, like a jam, you know. It's hard for me to remember any notes because I'm constantly trying to create other things. That's why I make a lot of mistakes.
Do you read music?
No, not at all.
No.
How good is that, right? That's Pally Gap by Jimi Hendrix. Man, let's hear that. All right, so as you guys know, that this is the last show of Music Central for the semester, for the winter semester. I am so glad to be done with everything. Finals are coming up, but then I'm finally going to pack my bags and go home and enjoy those 6.5 weeks. But thank you to everyone who has been listening, who has listened to my show at least once, to everyone who tuned in every Wednesday or when they can, or, you know, when they could, and those random people that found this. So thank you very much. Expect another Music Central next semester. Going to be the same show, same awesome music, great commentary, and we'll see where this this show goes. Thank you again. Thank you very much for listening. I got one more song for you guys, the last song for the entire semester. Probably my favorite Jimi Hendrix song, a personal favorite, and we're going to be playing it here on the station. Once again, have a great night. Have a great December. The holidays, Christmas, New Year's, 2013 is upon us, man. And let's see if the world ends. So here we have it, Little Wing on the station, radio.dominican.edu, Music Central with DJ King. Goodbye.
Mind. That's funny.